The Taoiseach is in Rome today to meet the Pope and Italy's Prime Minister. Our Europe editor Tony Connolly is there. Tony, a first meeting between this Pope and the Taoiseach.
That's right, Gavin. So busy agenda for the Taoiseach today. He's meeting Pope Leo the 14th this morning in the Vatican, and he'll also be meeting his Secretary of State, Pietro Parolin. He was the Pope's envoy to the COP negotiations. And then he will pay a visit to the Irish Pontifical College, where he'll meet members of the community there and look at their archive collection. There'll be a number of announcements on that front as well. And then at 3 o'clock this afternoon, he'll have a keenly awaited meeting with Giorgia Meloni, the Italian Prime Minister. Again, this is part of his bit-by-bit tour of European capitals, setting out Ireland's priorities for the EU presidency, which begins in not just long over 4 weeks' time. And a sense, I suppose, for him to hear from people like Giorgia Meloni what they would hope for from the Irish presidency. So it'll be a blend of the spiritual and the political in his meetings today. But of course, Pope Leo, as we know, has been quite forthright in his denunciations of things that are going on at the moment. Without naming President Trump, he's clearly clashed with the White House on foreign policy issues, on the war in Iran, on the US actions in Venezuela, and also President Trump's migration policies at home with the crackdown by ICE agents and so on. So it will be a fairly busy agenda for both meetings, and the first one kicks off around mid-morning Irish time.
The Pope, why is he meeting him and why now?
Well, the Pope is now 1 year into the post, so I guess as part of the tour of capitals, this would have been a very good opportunity for the Taoiseach to meet Pope Leo. He's the first American Pope. Again, there would be a sense that the Taoiseach would like to outline Ireland's priorities for the EU presidency to the Pontiff, to get his sense of the state of geopolitics, essentially looking at the war in Iran, that they'll be discussing attacks on Christians in the West Bank and Jerusalem. And I suppose if you look at what the priorities of the Irish presidency are, now these are going to be formally announced on the 10th of June, but it's going to be competitiveness, values and security. And the values element of that will be something that both men, I think, will discuss. Now, that is taken to mean partly enlargement of the EU, but also the EU's development policy across the Global South. The Pope will be interested in that. And, of course, how that is reconciled with the problems facing the Middle East, food security and so on. And then, of course, he'll have similar conversations with Giorgia Meloni this afternoon.
Yes. His meeting with Giorgia Meloni, will Italy be in an agreement, for example, with Ireland on its call for greater or any sanction on Israel?
Well, I think the statement by Giorgia Meloni in the aftermath of the Gaza flotilla events was very telling. This was one of the strongest statements of any of European governments. She demanded an apology from the Israeli authorities. She said what had gone on was completely unacceptable. It was an assault on human dignity, and it flew in the face of Italy's express demands from the Israeli authorities as to how Italian citizens on the flotilla should be treated. So that's in keeping with a much sharper line from European capitals, especially those countries that have been very supportive of Italy in the past. Giorgia Meloni is on record as criticising the last flotilla, which again ran into trouble with the Israeli authorities. So the fact that she was so outspoken on this occasion does reflect a collective shift in attitude at EU level.
Yes, but is Italy prepared to go beyond condemnation?
Well, we'll see. Now, last week, all 27 EU foreign ministers, including the Italian foreign minister Antonio Tajani, agreed for the first time to impose sanctions on violent Jewish settlers in the West Bank. But whether or not all 27 governments would approve a suspension of the EU-Israel trade association agreement. That's another matter. I think the Czech government has already said it will not impose any further sanctions on Israel. Now, that was before the events surrounding the Gaza flotilla. But to get all 27 governments on board, because you do need a unanimous decision at EU level for something like a suspension of the EU-Israel trade association agreement, that's going to be a difficult issue. And I think the Taoiseach reflected that in his remarks following his meeting yesterday with President Macron.
Are there any EU sanctions against Israel now?
Well, there are sanctions now against a number of violent Jewish settlers. The European Commission is bringing forward legislation that would permit the banning of certain goods from Israeli settlements in the West Bank. And that would obviously be aligned with Ireland's Occupied Territories Bill. That should probably make that bill a little less legally contentious. So that work is ongoing. But in order to sanction individuals at EU level, you do need the support of every single government. And that has proven very difficult when it comes to the Middle East, because countries like Germany, Austria, Hungary under Viktor Orban have tended to take a much more cautious approach. When it comes to trade measures, then you can do that by qualified majority vote. That's a weighted majority. And that's why we will see those measures taking shape when it comes to banning goods from occupied territories.
Tony, thank you. That's our Europe editor, Tony Connolly, in Rome. It's 7:20.